If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. He's the owner and developer, the alpha and the omega of the Mountain West Elite, and he's coaching this weekend. The camp begins this weekend. Riley Jensen. What's up, Riles?
Well, first of all, there's no discount for your singles board experience. He needs to charge you at least $55.
Oh, tell me about it.
And also, I don't know what Mitch is charging you for insider info, but he better up the ante a little bit because you're getting off way too easy.
Way too easy. You know how I roll, Riles.
You can't pay for things with your good looks, man. Quit putting your hand out like I need a discount because I'm the best looking guy in radio.
I call it the Mormon discount. I've been bred this way. It's part of my culture. I think things need to be discounted. I'm a cheap son of a gun.
It's what made you a great football player. Huge chip on your shoulder, you know, a little bit sensitive, and you take offense to things, and that's what drives you.
It's not so much that I take offense to things. It's just like, I'll be honest.
No. When you have a chip on your shoulder, you're offended. You're a walking, offended person when you have a chip on your shoulder.
What it is,
I don't like it that people call me too small.
No. What it is this. It has more to do with this. This comes into your your mental coaching, right? Because you've been doing this. People don't know this. You're getting your PhD right now, correct?
Yeah, just finishing up my master's, and I'm going in to get my PhD as well. Yes.
Okay, and this is give me, I don't even know what the verbiage is.
Sport and exercise psychology. I'm a mental performance coach. So I work with businesses. I work with athletes. Got about 17 professional athletes right now, a couple teams that I'm working with. And what a great way to be involved with people, is to help them get a little bit better. Hey, you know, Ben, I could have helped you with your sports anxiety, you know, and your self-confidence. Mm-hmm. I could have helped you with that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I definitely need it. No, but I think – and Brian Keel actually brings this up every once in a while when we're debating certain things. My thing is I look for doubters. Like, I need it. I want people to doubt me so that I, on a daily basis, it gives me kind of that catalyst to be like, okay, well – I want to prove you wrong. So it was something that I actually looked for early on in high school and into my college career. What would you say to that mental performance coach when I'm looking for people to doubt me?
You know, I think there's two things that happen. It doesn't matter what people say. It's what your emotion is after you hear it. So if your emotion is turned into a positive, then it can be a great thing. And I mean, look, one of the things that you did, and you did it quite naturally, and it was very astute on your part, is you created an alter ego. And I used to make fun of you all the time for creating your own nickname, but it's actually a fantastic thing to do, and it's something that we talk about in the sports psychology field all the time. But naming yourself the mongoose and giving yourself like an alter ego type of thing can be a really, really good thing, and it can be something that allows you to really play nasty and really get after it on the football field. And then when you walk off those lines, you could go back to being Ben Criddle. But in between those lines, knowing that you had to compete and knowing that you had to have this alter ego that couldn't get offended when chips were down, it's actually a fantastic, fantastic mental attitude. And I don't mean to go over the top here, Mitch, you know, complimenting Ben, but it really is a good thing that he did.
Riles, I appreciate you showering me with compliments, and I know it's not forced, and this is altruistic of you because typically you're making fun of me, and many BYU fans don't know this.
As much as I can.
Riley, let's talk about Mountain West Elite. You guys start up practices this weekend. What are you guys trying to accomplish right now with Mountain West Elite?
So, Mountain West Elite, we just had our quarterbacks and wide receivers weekend last weekend. We brought them in. We taught them all the secrets. It's pretty much, you know, unlock the key and kind of get the rust off and get these guys ready. I think we had a lot of altruistic thoughts when we started the camp, and I still think we have a lot of those. But I think the thing that it's kind of evolved into is getting your athlete ready for that competition season that is the summer, especially for a high school athlete. There's 7-on-7 going on, there's lifting going on, and there's all sorts of things that are going on where you're trying to find your place on a football team. So if you're on a sophomore team, you're trying to make a spot for yourself on the JV or the varsity team. If you're on the varsity, now you're trying to make yourself a varsity starter. If you're a varsity starter, now you're trying to make yourself a college-bound athlete. And these summers have become very, very important for a lot of these recruits. And truthfully, when an athlete who is perhaps having a chance to be recruited goes to BYU or Utah State or USC or Stanford and goes to one of those camps for a day, it's their equivalent of a pro day for a college athlete going into the pros. And if they're not prepared for that moment, it can cost them a scholarship. And so we're really just trying to prepare the kids that come to our camp for whatever their next step is. They're just trying to get on the field on Friday nights, then we're going to help you get there. But if you're already a two-year starter and you're looking to get recruited and you know that you got a big summer season coming, then you come to Mountain West Elite so that you hit the ground running when that, those summer camps come around and you need to be at your best.
Riley, you said you had those quarterbacks and receivers last week. The quarterback position looks to be, I think, one of the better groups in many years in the state of Utah. Can you just shed some insight into those quarterbacks that you're working with right now?
Mitch, it's unreal how good these quarterbacks are. At Mountain West Elite, we really feel like we have all the best quarterbacks in the state there. So you've got, and don't let me miss anyone, Mitch, because I know you'll know who I'm talking about, but obviously, Cam Cooper has 15 offers all over the country, SEC. He was at Arizona State last weekend. He's their number one guy. Got offers really from everybody in the country except for BYU and Utah, which is interesting. It's a fantastic quarterback. Zach Wilson, who has offers, Cam Cooper plays at Lehigh High School. You've got Zach Wilson out of Corner Canyon High School, who's got offers to Fresno State and Weber. Bronson Barron was really impressive on Saturday. He has a huge arm. He's a huge kid. He's been in our camp for a long time. I used to call him shortstop when he was younger because he kind of looked like he was turning two when he threw the ball, but man, he's grown into a man. He's got an offer from Weber State. A lot of people looking at him. You got Crew Wakely, who threw for almost 4,000 yards and rushed for over 1,000 yards last year at Jordan High School. And you've got Will Dana, plays for me at Alta High School. He had 3,600 yards passing, 42 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. Lots of schools garnering a lot of interest. In fact, I think he's going to get an offer here pretty quick from Eastern Washington. And there's so many good quarterbacks. Jake Biggs out of Temple, Ty Metcalf out of Syracuse, Nick English out of Desert Hills. They were all in our camp on Saturday. And these guys, I'm just telling you, they're worth all the hype that they're getting, and I really feel like this is the best class ever in the state of Utah. Two or three of these guys are going to make a splash at the Division I level when they get there.
Riley Jensen, let me ask you about the skill positions, right? Mitch loves quarterbacks. BYU fans love quarterbacks. I want to know about the athletes that will be showcasing their abilities. Who can we expect from wide receiver, maybe just let's stick to the offensive side of the ball, wide receiver, tight end, maybe some running backs?
Well, there's two wide receivers right now that come to my mind, and of course they just faced one. The Corner Canyon wide receiver had fantastic stats last year. He's a great football player. There's a kid by the name of Zach Engstrom. His older brother, Brian, played for BYU. Zach Engstrom is a two-time All-Stater. He's had 1,000 yards receiving both years. He'll play running back at Alpha this year as well as the slot. But the thing that's interesting about him is I think he projects to that whip linebacker, strong safety position on the next level because he's so athletic. I mean, he looks like Ivan Drago. He is a machine like Ivan Drago, and I think the only thing that I'd say is better than Ivan Drago about him is he's more mentally tough. He's not going to lose to Rocky when he goes out on the field. He's just an unbelievable athlete when you're talking about wide receivers. There's just so much talent in the state. There was an article today that I tweeted out at Riley Jensen that says that west of the Mississippi, the state of Utah puts more players in Division I schools by percentage than any other state west of the Mississippi. It's like a 4.8% clip of guys that are going Division One, and it's really amazing how different football is from the time I was in high school to now.
Indeed it is. I mean, I still felt like that Utah was putting out talent, but maybe it wasn't being developed at the rate that it is currently.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is guys got overlooked. There's a couple of things that I think have happened. One is I think that a lot of these guys that played are now coaches. There's really good coaching in the state. Every single school has at least one or two coaches that are just fantastic coaches. Now, that's not to say that there's not more in some schools, but there's one or two good coaches in every school. And then a lot of these guys that Lavelle Edwards and Ron McBride recruited into the state of Utah from the islands back in the day, or from American Samoa, from Hawaii, a lot of those guys ended up staying here. And so you're seeing a lot of their kids come up through the ranks, and they're really good football players, and they love the sport. I mean, just to give you an example, I think there was 41 guys that signed Division I scholarships last year, and there were seven in 1992. And it just continues to grow and continues to grow. And actually, 41 was a little bit of a step back from the year before, where I think there was 48. And this 2018 and 2019 group is showing that everybody's talented and everybody's hungry to play at the Division I level. So it's an exciting time. If you are listening to Ben Criddle's show today, and you're listening to Mitch and these guys talk about recruits, if you get a chance, it's a good idea to go watch your local high school play a football game, because I'm telling you, whether it's Orem High School or Sky Ridge or Alta or Bingham, wherever you live, there's Division I football players on the field, and they're really fun to watch. Really fun to watch.
Riley, you have a close relationship with a lot of high school coaches locally, and with BYU staff previously, there was some, you know, underlying talk that there was maybe some fractured relationships between BYU staff and high school coaches locally. What's been the sentiment you've heard with BYU's new staff and the relationships they formed locally?
No question the momentum has changed, and no question that there's a different feel for what's going on with the relationships with high school coaches. I mean, you have to remember, it was just 3 years ago that Elisa Tuiaki and Kalani Sitake are on the University of Utah staff, and everybody loved them. And so putting them in a BYU uniform and putting them as coaches over there, I mean, everybody knew those guys already, and they all loved them already. So those two guys right there turn everything around. Then you throw in a Heisman Trophy winner with Ty Detmer, has a great relationship with the coaches in the state of Utah already. He gets out, he works hard. You got Mike Empey, who is in the high school ranks, so he knows all the coaches, has relationships with them. I really feel like it's night and day. I'm not trying to be cutting or divisive to the last staff, but there's no question that these guys are out there hustling and they're building relationships. And who knows how much better it is or how much, but the feel is just much more positive when I'm talking to other high school coaches about what's going on.
Mm. Riley Jensen, owner of Mount West Elite, former BYU quarterback, as well as Aggie quarterback up in Cache Valley here on ESPN 960. We chatted with Matt Wells yesterday about a number of different topics. Let me ask you these questions. 10th assistant coach, good thing, bad thing, not needed, needed? What do you think?
It'll be interesting. I mean, I think in some ways it puts a little bit of hurt on some smaller schools where now they got to come up with funds for a 10th assistant coach. Although, to be honest with you, I'd rather that they do that than all of these coaches that are hired at all these big schools now, and they're like the director of football operations of tight ends. You know, the director of football operations study of wide receivers and quarterbacks. I mean, how many titles are there? I mean, it feels like there's 70 coaches on the sideline. I went up to the University of Utah last year for a game. And I was fortunate enough to sit on the second row. But there's like 70 coaches. And look, we can call them whatever we want, but those guys are all jonesing for a coach's job, you know? So I don't know. I think it's all right. I mean, it's hard for the smaller schools to compete with these schools that are in the Pac-12 and the SEC, because there's so much money that those guys can hire coaches. So now, as a position coach, I don't even have to, like, do anything. I just go out and plug and play. Like, I talk to my assistants, and that's plural. I talk to my assistants and say, hey, this is what I want. These are the drills that I want done. Can you make sure that you get that drawn up so that when I walk out there, I can just do what I do, and that's coach? I mean, it takes a lot of pressure off of these coaches. And I think it's hard for small schools to keep up with that. So having a 10th assistant, yeah, it's going to put a little bit of pressure on them as far as money goes for a smaller school. But I think it can also be beneficial. It gets another guy out on the road recruiting. It gets another set of eyes on these kids. And it allows coaches to, you know, I mean there's a lot of guys that want to get into the college game. So, you know, what is there, 119 Division I? That's 119 new coaches next year. And those spots will be
filled. Are going pro in something else.
those guys will fill in the spot nicely. They will.
Early signing period. What are the repercussions? What are the benefits?
Well, it'll be interesting. I'm waiting to hear the wailing and gnashing of teeth when some kid signed early and then the coach got fired after. I mean, that's going to be interesting. I mean, oh, whoops. No, I signed for the coach, not for the school, you know. But I think I think that the early signing period works to the advantage of somebody like BYU in the sense that at BYU, I don't think kids are always just signing for the coach. I think they do sign for that opportunity to be at BYU and to have that BYU experience. So it allows guys to get out of the way. I don't think it's too early. I don't think it's out of control. And it allows coaches to really be able to count their eggs and go, okay, so I got this guy, and this guy. Now we can really just work on these remaining four guys and really recruit them and try and get them signed. So there's not those surprises that happen. I mean, I know University of Utah, before those 2 5-7 years where they went 5-7 2 years in a row, they had – in those 2 years, they had a total of 4 different offensive linemen that turned on them the night before signing date. And people don't think that's a really big deal, but they really had to scramble. And there were some big holes in the offensive line for about 3-4 years in their program. And they're just barely recovering from those guys just backing out at the last second. And so I don't mind it. If it would have been a year early, that would have really bothered me. But it's just a few months early. It's the same day as the junior college signing date.
Riles, great stuff as always. Good luck in defending your thesis tomorrow and then also camp Friday and Saturday. I want to let people know that if you do want to get into if you do have a child or a football player, basketball player, any athlete, or even yourself, if you're a competitive individual in your particular field, mental strength is imperative to I think extracting your potential as a human being in your particular field. So Headstrong Consulting, check out headstrongconsulting.com, I believe. Is that the website, Riles?
That is. It's headstrongconsulting.com. And if you're still looking to get your kid in our camp, we're closed to quarterbacks. We have a few other remaining spots. If your kid is age 7 to 17, you can go to mountainwestelite.com and you can still get signed up.
I feel like in that Headstrong Consulting class, there should be like a beginner's course for parents and for their kids typically, but it should be your kid's not a quarterback 101.
Hey, look, I tell you all the time, Ben, look, everybody wants to play quarterback and then they have to play another position. So let's just get through that early. Let's get out of your system. Mm-hmm. Get you moved on to play quarterback and be the mongoose.
Exactly. Your hands are way too small to be a quarterback. Just move on.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ben, you've got Burger King hands. You can't play quarterback, okay?
I got 5 Chicken McNuggets on my finger. That's what I have.
You know, you got Burger King hands. Your hands are too small. Those burgers are way too big for your hands. So, you know. But, hey, if they're serious about it, we've got a place for you, Headstrong Consulting. We also work with sales staffs. We work with different companies, and we help them with performance psychology as well, helping different sales staffs to reach their peak performance as well. So,
alter ego on the radio. So I might need to come to you and you can help me develop that alter ego. Riles, thanks
so much,
man.
Alter ego. We need an alter ego for your dating life. That's what we need.
This is true. I need more than just that. Trust me. No, I am dating fervently right now. It's fantastic. I'm very happy.
Well,
Thank you for asking.
I'm happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're a very, very attractive man, but we'll talk about that offline.
Hey, we get awkward all the time. Thank you for making it awkward. It makes me feel good. Thanks, Riles. Have a good night, man.
You're the man. I'll talk to you soon.
There you go. Riley Jensen, owner of Mountain West Elite. If you would like to be coached mentally or in the game of football, head over to Mountain West Elite and check that out. Also, headstrongconsulting.com.